In Parshas Tzav we read, "V'cholchata sashayuva midama el oel moed l'chape b'kodesh lo seyochel be'ez tisorif." And Rashi explains, "Shem hichnes midam chatas achitzonu lifnim psula," that if he brings from the dam of a chatas that was supposed to be, that's offered in the Azorah, and he brings it into the Heichal, so that dam is posel. And the Rambam in Hilchas Psula Mekdoshim, Perak Beis, Loch Tesvav, says, Chatas shekibel dama b'shtei kosos, v'yotzos achas mehem lachutz, hapnimis k'sheva v'yazim imena. Nichnasa achas mehem lahechal, v'hizim imena sham, afachitzona psula. Shnema asher yuva midama, afilo mixas dama, im nichnas l'chapa b'kodesh psula. Pasla. In other words, the dam of a chatas, if, or any korban, if you bring it b'chutz, so it becomes posel. That's a psul chutz. But that's, but by dam hapnimis, so if he brought, if by the Ram says if there were stay kosos, and one of them was take b'chutz, so it becomes possible b'chutz, but the one that wasn't, apnimis is k'sheira v'yaz memena. However, nichnas achas mehem lahechal, v'hizim memena, sham, if he brought it not b'chutz, but he brought the two kosos, one of the kosos, the utensils that had the blood, receptacles that had the blood of the korban b'fnim, that even the one, the chitzona, that wasn't brought b'fnim becomes possible. Shenema asher yaza midama afilo mixas dama im nichnas l'chapa b'kodesh pasla, and that's the Mishnah in Zvachim. So I'd say the chilik between dam of a korban chitzoni, namely the korban that's offered in the Azorah, as opposed to one that's offered bifnim in the mikdash, that the psul of chutz is simply the reality that the dam is b'chutz, outside the mikdash or outside its appropriate place, becomes posel. So therefore, that which is b'chutz is posel, that which is not b'chutz, namely still in the azor, is kosher. But b'dam chatas, that's, if you bought it b'fnim, and so the maisa havor is a maisa posel, and therefore it posels not only the dam that you bought inside to the hechel, but even from the dam that was not bought, which we will learn from the pasuk, so yuva midama, that the maisa havor is a maisa posel. And if you look at the Rambam there in Halacha Tesayin, he says dam hachata shechnisu lechapebo b'fnim, v'lo kipa ela hotzio v'lo hiza mimenu b'fnim klum. Imechniso b'shogeg haveze kosher umazim imenu b'chutz shelo kipa b'kodesh v'mnichus b'meze posel. So the Ram has a distinction between whether if he brought the dam b'fnim intentionally or inadvertently, and that's like Rabbi Hud in the Mishnah, demehichnis b'shogeg kosher. So from the fact you see that there's a difference whether he brought it in b'meze intentionally or b'shogeg. Shogi, it's kosher. We see that the maisa havo is a posel, and that's why there's a chilik, there's a distinction where they brought it in b'meizid or b'shogid. But by dam b'chutz, that's posel, it wouldn't make a difference whether they did it b'shogid or b'meizid. It's simply the reality that it's b'chutz, posels. And so there's a distinction by dam b'fnim that posels is the maisa havo, it's a maisa posel, as opposed to dam b'chutz, it's simply the reality, the that it's b'chutz that makes the dam possible.